Hello and welcome to the Monday, July 8th, 2013 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I am recording today in Stockholm, Germany. Let's start with diaries today, and we have one from last week that we haven't covered yet due to the long weekend. Russ wrote a great diary showing some simple open source tools used to visualize network traffic. He used traffic from a Seraxis Trojan sample and tools like Afterglow to show how the malware interacts with the network. First, Russ uses Argus to summarize the packet capture, and then Afterglow to actually create a dot file that is then displayed using a little tool called Nido. I always like these shell scripts to visualize network traffic, particularly if you have a lot of it, and during attacks and such, it can be a really useful tool. So take a look at what he accomplished with the simple toolchain. But with the long weekend behind us, we need to get ready also for Microsoft's patch Tuesday, and Microsoft, as usual, published a pre-announcement for us last week. We should be expecting a total of 7 bulletins, while the number is sort of average. All but one of the bulletins is critical, according to Microsoft. One of the critical bulletins will also fix a known vulnerability in kernel mode drivers. This vulnerability is a privilege escalation issue, which is usually not critical as far as Microsoft is concerned, but I assume that the respective bulletin also addresses some other vulnerabilities that are considered critical according to Microsoft's rating. Overall, the patches appear to address mostly client software, aside from the operating system related bulletins that, of course, apply to servers as well. But it's not just Microsoft that's releasing patches. Apple released a patch for QuickTime last week. It only affects OS X at this point, but I wouldn't be surprised to see a Windows version of the patch soon too. And then we got an interesting issue with Android. Now, there isn't really a lot of detail about what this issue exactly entails, and I think in this case it may actually be for the better. I'm always for full disclosure, but this is probably something that should be fixed first. The issue here is that apparently it is possible to bypass the digital signature check in Android. The way this particular issue is described by the person who found it is that you can take an existing binary, you can add additional malicious component to the binary, which would be the APK file for Android, and then pass it off as a valid signed binary without actually changing the original signature. So it still appears to be signed by the original author. This is insofar important as a lot, if not all, of the malware I've seen so far for Android really operates by the same principle. They do take some well-known game or whatever, add a malicious component to it, then re-release it in some of the unofficial Android stores. Now, in order to do that, they have to re-sign the binary right now, but with this bug, if it should turn out to live up to its promise, it would be possible to still use the original signature that the original author used. So for a user, there wouldn't really be a way to tell that the binary got altered. So this is potentially a very dangerous flaw, according to the person who found the flaw. It is applicable to all recent versions of Androids going a couple years back. So we'll see what the fix will essentially entail. There are a couple of guesses I can make to what may happen here. One, maybe where just some of the signature restrictions aren't really well obeyed, so someone could actually create a new certificate and sign it with a certificate that was not meant to be used to sign new certificates, or that really only part of the binary is being checked. So if part is not signed, that signed part is sort of still executed but not flagged as being inappropriately signed, or if there are two signatures used to sign the binary, that only one of them is actually validated. These are just my wild guesses here, what could possibly happen. I haven't really had a chance to play with that yet myself. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.